Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I'm gonna go get gas, and then I'm gonna take the song's advice and go get healthy snacks at the gas station, which is a health food store. man, this fucking AT&T truck has just been sitting here in front of me at the gas station the entire time I've been here, staring at a tablet. Just like, it's sitting at a, like, parked at a pump. And it's like, it's relatively busy through here. But he's just hanging out. Cops, never catch me. Catch me out on the road eating this donut that I bought. I don't even know what that is. Having a hip hop happy birthday out there. It's just sexy stuff. Oh, here we go. Great song performed by legends. That's all you can ask for.
Complete. I've been had. I was sad. Hops in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got the habit. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
probably going to lose me pretty soon here. Refresh myself with the whole thing here, and you probably won't. You'll be dead. And I just tried, but liked it, but didn't actually listen to it all that much. All right, this is a good song. This is good. That I would ever listen to it outside of like listening to the full album. I think maybe that was the thing with this record, is like it was at its best if you were just listening to it through, and I don't do that very often. Favorite track on the whole thing.
A musician, it was almost impossible because it was, the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance, because I was living in a little town, was studying, and when I finally broke away from school and became a musician, I thought, well, now I may have a little bit of a chance, because all I really wanted to do is music, and not only play music but compose music. At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car because I didn't want to drive home. And that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning. I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound
of the future? Why don't you use the synthesizer?
And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click. So we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio. Thank you.
stop signal. I don't know why. I don't even know if you, I don't know if you can hear me. I can still acquire music over the air. Traffic's pretty bad.
In a dream, a visitor, it seems, a half-forgotten song. Where do I belong? Tell me what you see. I need something more. Kiss, suddenly alive, happiness arrived. Like a storm, how do I begin? A room within a room, a door behind a door. Touch, where do you lead? I need something more. Tell me what you see. I need something more.
Beginning, the force in the beginning.
I don't, like, what does Daft Punk do from here, right? I mean, like, in some weird way, doesn't this song kind of complete the arc? Or the this album, doesn't it kind of just like, okay, we've humanized our thing. It was human after all. Thank you, good night. You know? Like, do they push further in this direction? Years has it been since a full-on electronic Daft Punk track? I mean, you know, the Tron soundtrack is what it is, right? But, I mean, widespread clamoring, right, for like, okay, that's cool that you did this record, but now make one like you used to make them. But like, you don't, people, would that fly in this day and age? I mean, I guess Daft Punk's big enough that like whatever they did would, you know, garner interest, so maybe they don't have to like trend chase or, you know, anything like that. But like, I would think that like going back to and trying to recapture a sound that you mastered years ago would probably be pretty fucking boring. Like, creatively, you know? So, I wonder what the, yeah, like literally, just like, what would be next for Daft Punk? I think it's a bluegrass cover band. Now hear me out. I like the yacht rock vibes of Fragments of Time. This is also good. Type of shit I would just sit around and fucking bang out all day. We'll be right back. Now Spotify is just like, hey, what about this? I'm like, yes, of course. I mean, maybe not right this minute, but yeah, I mean, yes. The answer is yes.
Thank you.
back on the playlist and fuck after. I'm driving past the Palace of Fine Arts. What the fuck is this logo? It's like there's a press event or some kind of event set up here with like check-in desks. Like it looks fucking like the type of shit a fucking video game company would set up if they were holding an E3 press conference. Weirdly enough, like all these check-in desks and all this stuff, big welcome sign, and it's the logo. It's like a. It's a circle, and then there's a silhouette of a cat in the circle, or some kind of, you know, like cat-like creature. You just see the tail coming off of the side. You see two ears, you know, like facing forward. And then at the bottom, it just says Universe. And I can't remember what logo. I know I've seen that, but I don't know what fucking corporate tech-ass fucking app or whatever that thing is. And I didn't get a picture of it, and now it's gonna make me crazy. Oh, it's GitHub.
Yeah,
it's the fucking GitHub logo. Right. Another song that I think is pretty damn good, but I will never go out of my way to listen to ever again. There's some remix of it that's faster that I would rather listen to than the original. Thank you. good. God. Remember MGMT? Actually, people seem to really like that last album they put out. Pretty good Katy Perry cover of this song. Justice remix of this tracks. It's a pretty good remix. Anything about Foster the People other than they did that one song about Minecraft.
Thank you. Square arcade game from Midway.
I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like footways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
This part of this song.
Mm-hmm.
really big on Gorillaz. I like the idea. But I feel like the later stuff they put out, like, it didn't. Also, Hot Chip, no thank you. yourself a Wednesday of some kind. Just wiggle your way through, good or bad. Just, you know, just get through it. Wiggle through it.